But right now, we've got an interview coming up right now with the amazing Indiago. We got Will on the phone right now. How you doing, man?
I'm good, guys. How are you guys going?
Fantastic.
Yes, we're good.
Yeah, 100%. Well, for those who don't know, Indiago are an alternative rock band from Adelaide in South Australia, holding inspirations from alternative rock bands such as Kings of Leon, Gang of Youths, and Foo Fighters. Indiago here right now, and we have Will in the studio. So thank you so much for coming in, man.
No problem, guys. Thanks for having me.
100%.
All right, let's jump straight in. So you said that you're heavily influenced by Kings of Leon, Gangs, and Foo Fighters. Is there like a song or an album that changed it all in terms of being pivotal for your band's sound?
From one of those bands?
Well, it can be.
Or is any inspiration that kind of kickstarted off
any
you?
Band?
Yeah, any band.
I don't know if there's any particular album that's pivotal for us, but certainly like those guys that you just mentioned are massive influences for us.
Yeah.
Not only just because they're you know, big names in the rock industry, and you know that's what we aspire to be, is something in that sort of realm. So album wise Youth and Young Manhood by Kings of Leon, man, that thing's unreal,
for sure.
I've got to say that
100%. Well, obviously, so we're going to spin your latest track Overpass in a short minute, and it's like, it's such a crazy track in terms of like, it's so like dynamically huge, but then it kind of strips back and goes back and forth. So like, I'm just curious to know, how did the song come about, the writing process of it, and obviously the recording process too. So how did that come about and come together?
Yeah, so actually the very first time we ever set foot in a studio was in an old studio here in Adelaide. It was a little independent studio called Format.
Oh, cool.
And that was some years ago now with our original lineup back in 2011, I believe. It was one of the first sort of tracks that we ever actually put together. That was one of the first ones we wrote, and we've got, I think it's still on YouTube, there's a little video of us playing the acoustic version of that song, and I think the way that's progressed is pretty cool. So we wrote it there, recorded it there, and then over the years we've sort of just put it by the wayside, put it on the back burner, and then over the past year or so with the lineup the way it is, we just sort of whipped that one out. And, it's become one of our favourites, for sure.
For sure. It's kind of like a little dark horse that kind of was lurking in the back and then just kind of came in and was like, oh, yeah, this is going to be the next single. We love this one.
Oh, this old thing. Oh, we put this out sometime.
100%. Was it kind of like a lyrics-first kind of song, or was it like, oh, I have these nice chords and like I feel like I can imagine this kind of structure and like the concept behind it? How did it kind of come together?
Yeah, it definitely, it started off as definitely the chords and a bit of a riff and a bit of a lead line that went over the top of that that sort of progression. But, yeah, then soon after the lyrics went over it and gave it that sort of mood that it's got.
For sure.
Sort of happy and sad at the same time. It's a bit of a weird one.
Yeah, a little cute juxtaposition. You can't go wrong.
That's awesome.
Absolutely.
So I got a bit of a two-prong question for you. So Part A. So there's some great bands that were born out of Adelaide, such as Bad Dreams and Cold Chisel. I don't know why I put such a... Anyway, I put... how has Adelaide influenced your self-described hearty meat and veg rock band?
Well, what was that? What was the question?
I said, how has, being born out of Adelaide and just being in the Adelaide community and Adelaide bands.
Ah, it's awesome. Adelaide rules. Adelaide's awesome. It's quiet, it's easy.
Yeah.
It's like laid back. I mean, it's hard. We don't have the scene that Melbourne has. We don't have the scene that Sydney has, but Adelaide has its own vibe. You know, everyone knows everyone in the scene, and I think that really works for us in the way that we can really use Adelaide as a big stepping stone to push us into the other cities. And I mean, we shred the place here. It's awesome.
For sure.
It's got a special something.
Yeah, it's got a tight-knit community.
It does, and it makes it all the sweeter, you know, when we come into state and we play over in Melbourne and you know, we get the crowds that we do, we just sort of love being from Adelaide, love that we work that little bit harder, you know.
For sure. And you kind of find that inspiring, the way you write music as well, where, like, it comes and ties together with such a tight-knit community where, like, you know, you're going to show something to your new friends, and then when you take it outside, you're always, like, so excited to come back home and play your tracks to, like, you know, your crowd.
Oh, absolutely. And we've got, like, some crowds here, especially we're all from the hills, so the hills are even more quiet than Adelaide is. It's unreal to be able to write here in the hills. I'm standing outside our studio right now, actually, just overlooking the the mountains of Adelaide.
Love that. So inspirational.
You can really, yeah, it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. We all grew up here. So, but when we get to come back and play here, we play in Harndorf, which is a small town outside of Adelaide. And there's a big venue here, and we just feel it every time. And sort of every year or so, we'll do one of our big old mill shows, and it's, yeah.
That's
really
awesome, good. Man. Love all right,
yeah.
Part B, here we go.
Part B.
You are said to have a great passion for Aussie rock. What is so great about Aussie rock to you as a band?
To us as a band, it's just no frills, man. It's just straight up rock and roll. Aussie rock is, it's all about being a larrikin. It's all about having fun.
Yeah.
Those hard guitars, big sound. I mean, AC/DC, that sort of stuff paved the way for Aussie rock, and it's awesome.
For sure. Big energy and, like, just charisma and, like, you know, just blunt and straight to the point.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
100%. So, like, obviously, sticking straight to the point, you guys are called Indiago, obviously. So I just want to know, how did that name come about? And, like, was it a band member decision, or was it, like, you watched a movie and, like, it kind of came out together? How did that come about?
It's funny you make the movie reference, actually, because it's a pretty shallow story, but it did start from, it was a nickname that the old guitarist James had. His nickname was Diego. Oh. He's named after the saber-toothed tiger on Ice Age.
Oh, no way!
And, he was named Diego for a long time, and it just sort of stuck. And we were looking for a band name, and someone said, why don't we say Diego? Like, it's James's name. And we just toyed with some ideas for a while, and Indiago was the one thing that sort of stuck. So
for sure, that's so sick. And it's like, yeah, I got named after an Ice Age movie. That's like, you can't say that to anyone else. Yeah. Like, that's so unique.
And,
like,
and it wasn't the sloth either. It was a badass saber-toothed tiger. You know what I mean?
Exactly. If you want to, it's like, for everyone out there, if you want a visual representation of what Indiago are, check out the saber-toothed tiger from Ice Age. That's what's up.
Exactly right. That's us in one character.
All right. So. You have a tour coming out. What can we expect? We're like, you know,
you guys are
going to
show a whole lot of love. So, yeah, what can we see?
Yeah, whole lot of love Saturday night. It's our first time playing at Whole Lot of Love, so that'll be cool. Haven't been to Melbourne in a very long time, so we're really geared up for that. What to expect? I mean, we pride ourselves on our live show. It's always a big production. It's always something that we've talked about and planned since the get-go. We not only want to nail everything that we're doing musically, but when we put on a show, man, you'll see big guitars, big drums, big solos, big screams, and a good time.
Amazing.
Aussie rock.
And like, any favourite songs you guys are keen to play? Any new songs you guys are going to play as well?
There's a couple of unreleased ones in the set there, and maybe a cheeky cover or two that we'll throw in, keep everyone interested.
Amazing. Well, like, obviously, so before we wrap things up and play your song Overpass, how can you describe I've got two questions, because I'm kind of curious to know this too. So, like, you released your
another
latest
double
single.
Another
So, like, you released your latest single Overpass, and what's the future plans for you guys for Indiago? And, like, are there any, like, an EP coming out this year? Is there more singles? What's up?
I think before the end of the year, there'll be at least another single, and there's a few little projects we're working on with videos. And a few little cheeky covers that we're looking to release as well. We like putting our twist on things, so.
Yeah, 100%.
You'll definitely see at least another single, and then probably an album is going to be worked on in the next sort of 12 months.
Sweet.
And then we're just going to hit the road hard. We toured China last year.
Oh, wow.
Towards the end of last year, so we'll be heading back over there. And I think New Zealand is on the cards as well, so. There's a lot going on.
Crazy, crazy. Cheeky, cheeky indeed. So, just before we play your song right now, Overpass, how could you describe the song to the audience right now for those who are listening?
It's a very, how do you say, like I said before, it makes you feel happy and sad at the same time.
Happy, sad.
It's a song about, how small you really are in the world, but how beautiful everything around you is.
Fair. Wow, that's love good. That. I love that description.
My heart just sank for a
it's
bit.
It's my new, like, Instagram.
Yeah.
it's what I do, man. It's what I do.
Love that. Well, thank you so much, Will, for coming in, man. It's been such a pleasure.
Not a problem, guys. Thanks heaps for having me.
Amazing. Well, this is Overpass by Indiago, and you're tuning in The Hoist with Eartha and Nathan. Let's tune, and let's boogie. Let's do
Woo-hoo.
It.